Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This
is Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and
Crevo,
the Novos.
Oh, welcome to Monday.
Hello.
Hello.
G'day, everyone. Driving safely, I hope, on the wet roads today.
Oh, my God, a whole week of wetness.
Yeah, well, apparently. But you would, Hamish was just saying...
It's like slightly clearing up tomorrow, but the showers are back on Wednesday.
So, yeah, right.
Not looking good. I've got to say, Hamish, big congratulations to you on your win,
yeah,
the Richmond Tigers.
Congratulations.
It was all me.
Of course it was.
My effort. I tell you what, Dustin Martin. I don't know if you watched any of the game, but Dustin Martin, obviously just a freak. He was described that by his own teammates. He's just extraordinary.
Wow.
I recommend, watch the highlights.
Big celebration.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do? Two beers instead of one?
Three. Went all out.
He cracked out the good scotch.
Yeah, you did.
We'll scoot through all the grand final chat. Obviously, last night, too, Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
Won the grand final.
Flogged the Panthers.
It was horrible.
Thank God.
Ben and I were on the couch. He was going for the Storm. I was like, why? He's like, oh, I want Cameron Smith to get another grand final win. I was like, oh.
Melbourne needs a win after all they've been through.
Don't. Well, they shouldn't have been getting their little kicks, you know, the security guards spreading the virus.
Hardly the Storm players'
fault. They brought it on themselves.
No, they didn't.
You've had a big weekend, I hear, Jade.
Oh, I had a huge weekend. It was insane, but... You guys are not going to believe our next story, for I can't believe it. Something massive has happened in the last 48 hours.
To you?
To me in particular. Something that you will not believe. I never thought would happen to me in my life.
Well, I can't wait for this. Right now, fresh from Keith Urban and Pink, this is One Too Many at 105.3 New FM. It's 6:06. Good morning. Keith Urban Pink at 105.3 New FM for this very wet, windy Monday morning, currently 16 degrees at Nobby's.
I can't believe it. Huge story, massive.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You really ramped
this
up.
They built this up.
Tale
for the ages. Tale
for the ages. Because there's something that's happened to me which I never thought I believed would ever happen. So I just want to start off with just brief recap of what I had to do on the weekend, right? So I dropped Maddie off home on Friday afternoon. All day Saturday, I helped my sister-in-law move, right? So I was lifting heavy boxes, fridges, washing machines to a trailer with rain pouring down. It didn't stop raining all day that we were moving. It was a horrendous day.
You sent me an Instagram story and your glasses had just beads of water just dropping down.
You were very wet. I felt sorry for her because obviously her furniture in the wet. We're trying to tie down a tarp as best we could, but
it's not doing anything. It's just not a waste of time.
So, and then on Sunday, I was washing windows around my house, prepping for the big Halloween party this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
it's
her
only
words.
Only a week away.
Her words in the car this morning, I was washing windows like a dog.
Yeah, I said that. I was washing windows like a dog. So, and, you know, just clean, dusting, doing all that stuff, prepping, like painting decorations. And then amongst all this manual labor, I was bitten by a redback spider.
Oh. Where? How? They're quite timid usually. Well, they're usually hiding away.
It could have been. It's either a redback spider or it was one of those white tip spiders. White-tailed tip spiders. So, and they're both very.
I love that you don't know.
Permanent. It was one or the other.
Or could have just been another spider. Just a regular spider?
No, because my leg has swelled up. My whole leg was swollen.
Yeah, it has.
It was red.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you pull your pants up? to show Crevo?
It's gone. It's slightly eased.
It's not as good now. Show us the picture when it was at its worst. So I can imagine it's still like that.
So what happened, right? I was scratching my leg with Maddie on Friday afternoon. I said,
I've been the two of you just giving it a good old scratch.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I've been bitten by a mosquito and I'm there and I'm scratching my leg.
Like, what are you doing, Jay?
Yeah. At Woolies checkout. And I'm like, the bloody mozzie's got me. And then Saturday morning rolls around and I've put on a pair of shorts and that's when I've noticed the bite. And I'm thinking, oh, I've been bitten by
it's just gotten bigger an insect.
And then over the weekend, it just kept on swelling and getting bigger. Sunday rolls around. I said, Ben, I think I need to do something about this. So I called the poisons hotline number. She's like, oh, if you're not vomiting, you're not nauseous or whatever, just hold off and go to the doctor's on Monday. You don't need to go to the hospital.
Right. Because that's 4 hours of just sitting there.
Sitting there. I'm not priority. Like, I'm not dying.
Nah, they're just going to put you in the waiting room.
And so that's when I started Dr. Google. Ben's getting the tape measure out, measuring my measuring the spider bite as it's getting bigger.
Show me the photo. Show me the photo.
Okay. So, like,
it's not pretty.
It's like
looks quite horrific.
Oh, yeah. It sort of looks like somebody's sicked up tomato sauce all over your leg.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
that. Jeez.
Yep. So then I obviously Googled.
There's a sort of a pussy middle bit as well that kind of looks like a yellow pea,
Jade,
or something.
Be careful. It looks like your skin, flesh is rotting.
Yeah, it does.
I think it is. Look at that. That bit's about to fall off.
Yeah, it's not good.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
But I'm a trooper.
Coming to work.
Yeah. Very impressive.
That spider bite. So, I just never thought I'd be bitten by one.
Well, there you go.
Because I'm always so careful.
You say redback, but you've actually got no idea what spider it was.
It's true.
It could have actually been a mozzie that got really infected.
Yeah, well, look, the poisons information line.
They said it was a redback.
It may be a redback.
No, well, have you got some cream or something?
I've been putting some, like, mozzie. You know when he stingos?
Oh, yeah.
Scent similar to that.
Oh, something good. Like off-brand stingos. The cheaper one.
12 o'clock doctor appointment.
All right. It'll all be sorted, I'm sure. Yeah. Guys, our very own Battle of the Sexes game, Lads versus Lasses, up next. We need one guy, one girl, 13-10-09, and we're going to do it. Let's see, how are we going with the scores?
24 apiece.
We cannot seem to get ahead.
Level pegging.
Come on, guys. Give us a call. 13-10-09. We need competitors on the line next.
That's right. On offer today, we have an Aussie movie pack. Great for this weather. We're going to chuck in some Tim Tams and stuff as well. So
awesome.
Give us a call. 13-10-09.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo.
It's currently 17 degrees at Maitland. This is 105.3 New FM. Very wet start to your Monday. Let's play Lads versus Lasses.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Very simple. You just have to answer some questions. If you win it for your sex, then of course the gold star goes on the tally board. Currently all tied up at the moment, 24 apiece. It's getting
tight. We've got to break this deadlock today.
Come on, ladies. We can do it.
Come on, guys. Woo! Come on, lads. You can do this.
All right. We're going to Matthew this morning. Hey, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey. How was your weekend?
No pressure.
No.
No.
Come on, man. You've got this for us. I mean, we've just got to break this deadlock somehow. How was your weekend?
I work weekends, so.
Oh, yeah. Every weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You poor soul.
Wait, so you only do 3 days a week?
3 days a week.
Oh, that's all right.
That makes up for it. You're 4 days off a week.
What do you do for work, Matthew?
Oh, I'm an underground fitter.
Oh, nice. Oh, important job.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just fitting nuts and bolts?
You could say that.
Yeah, they're like underground, Jade.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I'd have bloody nightmares.
Is there floodlights down there? Like, you're not working like in the old days with just little hats.
Jade's imagining a little kerosene lamp.
Yeah.
You got a tap lamp on.
Oh, you got it. You do?
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, on you, mate. Okay, let's do this. Question number one. What is the name of Ariana Grande's new single? You might like to do it on the weekends. It's called Positions.
Well, not for Matthew. He's working.
True. All right. What question number two? What gemstone is said to be a girl's best friend?
Diamond.
Correct.
Yeah, oh, one on the board.
Good work, man.
Number three. Who plays the character Leah in Home and Away?
No idea. I haven't watched it.
Neither have I.
I can't pronounce his surname.
Ada Nicodemu.
There we go. Ada Nicodemu.
Nicodemu.
I don't know.
I would have never known that.
That's a shocking question.
Oh, what?
Blame Maddie. He came up with that one.
One on the board, Matthew. You could still walk away with this. Hold the line for us. Let's meet our last today. It's Shane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, now, I believe you called Jade up to tell her about her spider bite. You think it's a white-tailed spider bite?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go, Jade.
Well, your poor daughter got bitten by one when she was five.
Yes.
That's too awful. Young.
Yeah, how scary. That would have been frightening.
All right, Shane, let's win you this prize. You need more than one correct answer right to walk away with the win today. Question number one. What was the full-time score between the Richmond Tigers and Geelong Cats at the AFL Grand Final on the weekend?
Oh, God, I saw that last night. I'll say 86, 84. I'm not sure.
No.
81 to 50. Question number two. What's the title of Sacha Baron Cohen's new Borat film?
Oh, no, no idea.
Subsequent movie film.
I love that.
I never would have gotten that either.
All right, if you get this one right, we go to a coin toss. So there's still a chance here. Question three. A kerf, K-E-R-F, is a cut made by what?
Say it again, sorry.
A kerf is a cut made by what instrument? What cutting instrument?
A scalpel.
Yes. I love that guess.
No, it's an axe or a saw. Thanks, Shane. That means...
Thanks, Shane.
Maddie's walking away with the...
Yeah, boy. Come on, lads.
Good job, work, mate.
Man.
That prize all yours. Thanks, man.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy. Just hold the line
just,
for
yeah,
us.
Hold
thank
us.
You. News time up next, though, with Hamish Shearer at 105.3 New FM at 6:27.
The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, guys, remember, Anaconda Cash calls us, Hamish was just saying, we're going to be making our first call after 8 o'clock today. You need to answer your phone if we call you with I Love New FM. You instantly go into the draw to win $5,000 worth of camping and adventure gear.
How good is that?
What a prize.
Plus, you'll get a $50 gift card to spend on anything you want at Anaconda. So, ooh, good stuff.
Make sure you register.
Yeah, newfm.com.au. Hey, right now, though, guys, I want to share this story with you. You know that show First Dates?
I actually love that
show.
Yeah,
very funny.
So, if you haven't seen the show, basically what happens is it's basically a reality show. They're in a restaurant. There's a single person there and, you know, they match up two people and they have awkward conversations and they either go off with each other at the end of the night or they go their separate ways.
Yeah. Mm.
This woman I'm about to show you has been on 80 dates. Her name is Dawn. Take a listen.
I have been on well over 80 first dates, not many second dates. They just all come across as very, very immature, the Ipswich guys.
Why wouldn't I be any different?
Because I pick my own dates and I'm not a very good judge, I don't think.
80 dates.
Oh, poor darling.
There's got to be something wrong with her, though, surely.
Well,
I mean, 80 dates is a lot.
I always try and see, you know.
She could just be picky.
Yeah. Very picky.
80
though.
Dates, though. Wouldn't you just give up on love? No, real talk. 80 dates. Like, who's got time for
that? Well, you'd be broke because I know you like to wine and dine your dates.
That's true.
So
yeah, but it's affordable because I only have, like, one a year.
Well, that's like over one a week if you did it in a year.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah, that was... it would be, actually.
Look, I get it, but, you know, too much.
Yeah.
Once a week. Find something else to do with your time, doll. 13:10:09 this morning, though. I know we're not going to beat 80, but how many dates have you been on? First dates. You know what it's like. You're looking for love, looking for something different.
Single and
no
out there.
No judgment either.
No, no, like, never any judgment.
It's a comfortable, safe space. You can be anonymous.
Yeah, we're just looking for people who, you know, been on heaps of dates struggling to find love, you know?
Or maybe you haven't been on a date. I'd love to hear your stories about that as well.
I just love living through other people and hearing the tales of their crazy dates.
Oh, well, taking your calls after this. L King, X's and O's, 13:10:09 with the Novos at 6:37. Tops of 18 degrees, raining, wet on the coast. Good morning. L King, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, have you been on a crazy amount of dates?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this woman over in the UK, her name is Dawn. She's a beautiful, cute little thing, 45 years old. She goes on 80 dates a year.
Jeez.
This is just too much, isn't it?
She's a busy lady. But obviously she's looking for love. She says all the men she meets are just too immature.
Yeah, and do you know what the problem is with this? When you get, like, disappointment after disappointment, I mean, props to her, because it must get harder and harder to back it up each time, you know, to pull her tights back on and get out there for another one.
Well, it's interesting to know, because isn't, with dating apps, forgive me, but I don't know, but how far can you zoom the distance to
catch people? Well, it depends on what you're using. So, I mean, there's different levels. I think Tinder, you can go up to 170 kilometres away.
Yeah, but she's probably done every distance on that setting. Well, if you think about it, she would have had to.
To get a pool that big.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it seems like a bit of a challenge, but hey, maybe she's ridiculously good looking.
The problem is, though, with this, right, is, like, I'm looking at my Tinder right now. I'm single. I haven't been on a date in a long time. I've got 66 kilometres. So basically that goes to the Central Coast.
Okay.
Which I'm like, you know what, that's kind of an acceptable maximum amount of distance between myself and a potential lover, right?
Yeah. See, I don't think you date enough. Like, I know she's doing 80 dates, but as the singleton on the team, you're not putting yourself out there enough.
You just want to live through me.
I do. I do. I just want you to find a nice boy. But
I'd like that too, but, you know, we can't have what we want all the time.
He's a keeper.
Now, Maddie, we did put this up on Facebook, some very entertaining comments in and amongst it. Ashley has said, 32 years old, engaged twice with two kids, and never been on an actual date.
See, so I don't
get
that.
That's the extreme opposite, I feel like.
That's bizarre.
I don't get that. A lot of people say, I've never been on an actual date. I always think, you're lying. That's
mean?
A lie.
That makes no sense.
Stephen has said, must have been my ex, this story.
Michael says, Ashley, initial attraction is important. One day you'll find the right one. Was married, but she not the right one, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds
good. Just never good.
Poor Ashley ends up getting dating advice from a bunch of strangers.
Randoms on Facebook.
Brendan says, Ashley, maybe you're a picky person. Terrible. Did you go on many dates, Jade, when you were single?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out and about. Off to the movies.
Yeah, movie dates.
Does Caboolture have a cinema?
Yeah, it does, and it's horrible. I rated it, I think, 1 star on Google reviews.
You only did that recently.
I did. I said
you've been holding on to that for a while.
Tickets are only worth $2. Needs a revamp.
Needs a refurb.
Hey, love it or loathe it up next.
It is. It's coming up next. I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic.
Excellent. 6:44 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Very wet all day today. Are currently 16 degrees at Warners Bay.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Matty and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic this morning. And today, I just want to know about your thoughts on Teslas.
Three,
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it. Wish I owned one. But quite expensive still.
How much are they roughly?
Oh, I don't even...
200,000?
In Australia, they're ridiculous. Over in America, fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
You can get one for like 50, 60 grand over there.
Loathe them because I can't get one.
Oh.
Do you know what, guys? Funny you bring this up, Jade. Over the weekend, sometimes I like to go off into like fantasy land and I'll just like look at really nice things that I can't buy online.
Yeah.
So I was going through cars and I looked at the Range Rover Evoque.
Oh, yeah. That's an affordable vehicle,
and
isn't it?
Online, you can build your own custom one. And
oh,
I was like,
Maddie.
Going through all the process, it came to $125,000
wow.
the car I want. But then I got onto the Teslas and I was like, oh, even better.
They have some really cool features. But you know what? I bring this up. There's two reasons. But when I was driving back from...
Look, there it is.
Oh,
well,
you did
Maddie's, your search history.
Maddie's,
74 grand, you can get the cheapest one in Australia.
74 grand.
Mm.
Okay, there you go. Still a lot of money.
Still heaps, yeah.
But we were driving back from Green Hills on the weekend, and oh my God, I saw one on the road. I didn't like the look of it. It was really like a big, bulky, sort of like the Hulk car.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like
sure
the design.
It was a Tesla?
100%
I
it was
because
Ben
nice
and I were
slender.
No, yeah, this one was
sleek.
This one was like a four wheel drive.
I think that's the X. I think.
Yeah, it was really bulky. I don't know. I just couldn't picture me driving it. I was like, no, it's too bulky.
The Tesla models.
Because Ben pointed it out. Because I was like, I saw the logo, and I'm not used to seeing it.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
I thought you'd love these, Jade. The back doors like open up like wings.
Yeah, no. the screen in
not
the middle.
Not that one. Not
it's,
for me.
It's like as big as your TV almost.
Almost. But I do admit, though, they have some cool features because someone who owns one of these cars, basically, apparently you can link your iPhone to it. So you can... So when if it gets a, like the alarm goes off, it pings, and if someone steals your car or maybe you want to track your partner... It'll...
What now? Sorry.
Well, it's a thing. Like, whoever links their phone to the car...
Where are you, Benny?
And they go for a drive, you can open up the app and you can see where your car is. Someone's Tesla got... Someone's Tesla got stolen and then they managed to be able to... They tried to disconnect all the iPhones, but they couldn't get rid of one. So then... They called the police, told them where they were, because obviously they could track it on their mobile phone because they couldn't disconnect the owner's iPhone
Very
from the
good
car.
Feature.
Clever,
great
clever,
feature.
Clever features. The pet mode, have you heard of that?
No.
So it basically puts the aircon at the right temperature for your pet. The engine's off, but the aircon runs.
That's cool.
And it puts up a big sign on the screen saying the temperature inside is like, you know, 17 degrees.
Yeah.
My pet is fine.
Oh, see, that's a great feature.
And then it shows a big picture of like your dog smiling.
That's amazing. I would drive one of these.
Now you want to buy one.
I'll buy one, pet mode,
now you want one.
That's pretty cool. That's a great feature. Because I had to duck into the post office the other day with Coco in the car last Wednesday. And I was like, oh, I put all the windows down. It wasn't a really hot day, but I was like in and out. But I was worried. I always get panicked that someone's going to like judge me.
Hey, Crevo, do you remember the conversation we had with Jade last week? How she really wants a car company to approach her to give her a free car.
That's right.
So she's like an ambassador. Are you looking for a Tesla?
Hello,
free
Mr.
Tesla, Jade.
Hello, Mr. Elon. I've got something to play for you.
Hashtag Tesla ambassador.
Tesbassador.
Imagine that.
Oh, you'd freak. I'd be very annoyed,
be
though, if
happy.
You got one.
No, the deal
I'd be
is
happy for you.
If one of us in the team gets it, we all get it.
Oh, see?
Oh.
She's bitter. She's bitter. If I got one, the person that doesn't have a car, would you be annoyed?
Yeah, only because I'd be upset that our new arrangement of, you know, me picking you up in the mornings and getting my free fuel from you paying for my fuel would
be
cancelled.
Yeah. Now, news time. I'm next with Hamish Plus. We'll check your roads at New FM. And don't forget, we could be calling you for our very first Anaconda Cash Call. Register newfm.com.au. You could be getting into the draw to win $5,000 worth of Anaconda gear. Doing it soon.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you're wake up. for some peace of mind.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Right now, 13:10:09, what show does your pet like to watch?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all because a video is going viral at the moment of a cat losing its mind and throwing itself at the TV after a bunch of birds and stuff were shown on a nature documentary. This cat thought, these are in my property right now. I need to get involved with this. And then, Jade, you were saying, because you got a big new TV, that your little dog Myrtle thinks that people are invading your house and your privacy and starts barking and growling at them every time they come on.
It's cute. And I'm like, oh, baby girl, there's no one there. But she just refuses to look away from the TV.
Transfixed. It's incredible. By the TV.
All right. Taking your calls right now.
Hey, Cara.
Hello.
Hey. Thanks for joining us on the show today. So tell us about your pet. Is it a dog or a cat? And what show do they like to watch?
I've got a little mini foxy, and his name's Millie, and she likes to sometimes watch The Block.
Oh, but wow.
Yeah, she does do what you said with your dog barking at the TV.
Yep.
That is just so funny.
So what is it? Because there's people invading the in your house, sort of thing. Do you think, or
I don't know. I just think she's a puppy and silly.
Yeah, but fair enough. Scotty, just, big Scotty Pam fan.
Yeah, yeah. But no, she just sits there, just watching.
Oh, very cute. So cute. So cute. Thanks for your call, Cara.
Thanks, Cara.
Appreciate that. What show does your dog watch, Jade? Is it like some 15th century period drama?
Must be a period drama.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, sounds fun.
Sounds like a ball. Anytime, like, another dog comes on the TV, my dog Molly will pay attention and occasionally bark, but not a real big watcher. Right into it.
We actually put this on our Facebook page, and I love all the comments and all the pictures of the cats and dogs watching TV.
Some of them get right into it.
Well, someone's actually posted a video. If you love animals and you love watching dog videos, Lisa's written, "Our Hank loves American Top Dog." And you press play, and then you can see the dog watching the telly having a bit of fun.
So intent, you know? Fascinating. Jeez,
I miss having a pet. Like, so close by.
Well, you've got your housemate's cat.
Oh, yeah, Max.
Max, but it's not your pet.
Exactly.
It's different when it's your pet.
Hey, guys, coming up next, we are chatting to Paulie Fennick. Howzo's versus the virus kicking off from Seven Mates tonight.
This will be funny.
I mean, look, comedic legend.
He is. And I'm a big fan of his work, really. It's, you know, Fat Pizza and stuff like that. Just legendary stuff in Australian comedy, really.
It really is. So, Paulie Fennick joining us on the show here next at New FM at 7:15.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Rely on Newcastle.
Post Malone, Sunflower. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 7:21. And guys, very excited to have this man on the show. Of course, it's Paulie Fennick, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. One of the legends of Australian comedy, known for things like Fat Pizza and, of course, all of the new comedies that are coming out. One about the virus.
Yeah.
With Howzo's.
Howzo's versus the virus. Here he is.
Jade, and Crevo.
Now jump in, mate. We're going to have like a big corona hot tub virus party.
Could use a role model like that. What a legend.
Yes. Yes, I am.
We're out of toilet paper.
Only Howzo's would go up against the virus in lockdown.
Yeah, here he is, debuting tonight on 7 May. Paulie Fennick. Good morning, mate.
How you going, legends of Newcastle?
Hey,
doing well.
Hey, Crevo, you're just out of the room, but Jade was having a chat to Paul off air, and I think she's told him everything there is to know about her in the space of 1 minute. He knows that she's come to work with a spider bite, that Jackson, our producer, went home sick.
Yeah.
Mate, that producer's a bludger, just saying. I want to thong the F out of him because, you know, come on, he's just got a hangover. He's told to go sick, come on. I've got a hangover. I'm still doing an interview.
That's right. How many interviews do you do on something like this, Paul? Do you do, like, you know, 20 a day, or what's the go there?
I just lose count, mate, but I just try and be nice to everyone.
Yeah, good.
And, I drink some bourbon in between to keep me interested. Do a few burnouts.
I'm into that.
You know?
I'm into that. Tell us about the show, man. We loved, obviously, the first season of the show and stuff is coming back. What made you do this during this time? You know, you just bored with COVID? What's the go?
in all honesty, people needed a good laugh about this stupid virus that's driving everyone crazy. And I thought, you know what? At the height of the restrictions, everyone said, don't work, it's dangerous. I said, no, I don't care. We're going to make a show, and it's out tonight. How good is that?
Amazing. There's money to be made. Now, tell us, of course, the big toilet paper fiasco was a big part of, you know, the virus in Australia. How's that showing on the show? How does it play out?
Oh, look, there's many punch-ups over toilet paper. I have at least three. Shazza has about four. So, you know, look, it's, the easiest way to describe this new show is like being locked down in Budgie Boy or The Entrance.
One of the rougher parts.
That's it, you know.
I grew up on the Central Coast, well aware of Budgie Boy and The Entrance. It's a good part of the world.
Budgie Boy is Howzo's on the beach. That might be our next show.
Yeah. Hey, there's a good opportunity for you.
Hey, Paul, one of our listeners is Benny the Bogan. He always calls up. I believe you know Benny the Bogan. How good a guy is he?
He's a great guy, and he's in the show. He's in the new Howzo's.
Yeah, because is it sort of like an animated kind of role, is it? Or?
Well, he plays a kind of a catfish kind of character. He gets, you know, Shazza does a Tinder date, and you know, he puts abs in the ring, and then he turns up, and then she smashes a bottle over his head.
I tell you what,
exactly what would happen in Budgie Boy.
Benny the Bogan. I tell you what, that man knows how to hustle.
Yeah,
he is one of the biggest hustlers I've ever seen.
Is
in the
media. Legit in it?
Yeah.
Oh wow,
he's got books out. He's in this. Like, the man knows how to make a dollar. You'd respect that.
He should be the mayor of Newcastle. That's I'm putting him up for the next election.
Oh, very good.
He'd do a good job. Well, you know what? I don't get too excited about TV shows, but I actually did, not pulling your leg, watch the preview.
What are you pulling then, Jay?
Yeah. But it does look great, and I'm really looking forward to watching it tonight.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, mate. Paulie Fenwick, there you go. Of course, Howzo's versus the virus kicking off tonight on 7, mate.
It's going to be heaps of fun. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, news time. I'm next with Hamish Shearer at New FM. Good morning.
Jade. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
So Halloween's coming up on Saturday. I think there's going to be a lot of barbecues happening. So if you would like to beat the meat right now on 131009, you have a chance of winning some delicious sausages from Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. All you have to do is say stop before the sausages explode, and you'll walk away a winner.
Very simple, very simple.
Very easy.
If you want to play, the lines are now open. We're going to do it after Katy Perry Daisies at New FM. It's 7:33 with the Novos. Good morning. Katy Perry Daisies, it's 7:36 with the Novos. Very wet day today, tops of 17 degrees on the coast. I love how I have to say that, like, as if you can't look out your window.
Yeah, I know.
It is, so good luck taking your umbrella on your walk today, because it'll blow away.
You know what, there's nothing worse than you poor parents out there hauling the kids to school in weather like this. Isn't it a nightmare?
Yes.
The shoes are wet, and, you know, the backpack's wet, and everything is wet.
When especially when they come home, or getting them there is easy. So just get out, run, run.
get out the car.
But, you know, once you're picking them up, they're going to be a little, like a little wet dog, you know, when your dog comes home and everything is wet.
Well, I'm glad you're comparing kids to dogs,
Jade. Oh, well, my dog's all my fur babies.
Beat the meat time.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage. You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Beat the Meat right now on 131009. We're joined by Lainey. Hello.
Hey, Lainey.
How's your morning faring so far?
Oh, look, I'm quite drained from dropping my one-year-old off to my mum's, but I'm on my way to work, so it's a good start.
Oh, you can't open the door and say, run! Not at that age.
I nearly slipped down the driveway too.
So. Oh, you poor thing!
How wet are you, Lainey?
Great morning, yeah.
How wet are you? Like, drenched from top to toe?
Probably about a 4 out of 10.
Oh, so that's still annoying.
Bad, yeah.
Still could be wetter.
I know we're all whinging about the rain, but it's a good thing, you know.
We do need it.
I hope it falls in the catchments and the farmers get it, so.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this, shall we? You know how to play this, Lainey. You need to yell out stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
All right, let's do it. One sausage. Four sausages. Five sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, yo, beauty! How good's that?
Sausages.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to know how many there were, Lainey?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
25 sausages.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you just got in.
Awesome.
Good job. Hold the line. Enjoy that. All thanks to Singos. And, of course, Jade, your Halloween party is happening this weekend.
It
now, you just mentioned the barbecue, Halloween. Are you doing a barbecue for us?
Yeah.
No, actually. I'm not. I'm getting an amazing platter from the Newcastle Flower Market, Food and Flower Market, so it's going to be amazing.
Oh, they're having their own Halloween party as well.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
They are, actually.
Mexican fiesta.
It's going to be amazing. They've got festoon lights and they've got a, I think it's a mariachi band coming from Sydney. You can still get tickets to it.
There we go.
There you go, newcastlefoodandflowermarket.com.au. Hey, up next, speaking of food, you know we love food here at this show.
We do.
McDonald's. You won't believe the order that a worker has shared that some cooked unit has gone in and ordered. Now, I know there are some weird orders that come out of Macca's. You know, people have weird tastes. Mm. They like to order weird things.
Remember the gherkin burger?
Oh, yes, of
course. Was that a thing?
It was.
I love gherkins.
Well, you would have loved the gherkin burger.
Big
I would have tried it, though.
Big
would
old
you?
Pickle. I do like a pickle, so probably.
Yeah, I'd buy you pickles for your birthday.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, this cooked woman has ordered the poor Macca's staff trying to decipher this. I'll tell you next. It's 7:40.
The Novos.
7:52 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Guys, SAS are killing it on TV at the moment. Mm. The number one news show. Joining us now from the show is Erin McNaught.
Is she fine?
Erin McNaught. Want to give me your number? Do you? There's a... Above your head. Let's go.
We're going to find out who they really are. And so will they. This is SAS Australia.
Hey, good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys going?
Hey, doing good. Well. Does that send shivers down your spine hearing that guy yelling at you again? God.
You know what? Not anymore. The first couple of times I saw that ad, I just burst into tears. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it just brought all the memories flooding back. But, no, I'm good now. I can handle it.
Excellent. Now, I've just been looking over your Instagram page. You look so bruised and battered on those photos. What was the hardest thing, like, challenge-wise, that they put you through?
Well, I can't give too much away because then
I was trying.
I'll tell you that the physicality of the show day to day was just absolutely brutal, and
it's
I think
insane,
there wasn't
right?
really. I mean, there wasn't really any particular task that was worse than another. I mean, as each day went on, it definitely got more intense and more difficult. Just as far as, like, lack of sleep, lack of food, you're just cold to the bone just constantly. But it was just, you know, you're just pushing your body to the absolute brink of its limits.
They call it the toughest test. Do you agree with that? And would you ever do it again?
I 100% agree with that. I mean, obviously, I've not done anything even remotely similar to that in the past, so I don't really have anything to compare it to, but I can't imagine anything being tougher. As to whether I'd do it again or not, I think I would, but I don't know if I could ever do that backwards helicopter fall again.
Yeah, how
scary. That was never good one. Like, it was just... that was probably the scariest thing for me. I think for a lot of us, I think they get it out of the way in the first episode.
Yeah.
Like, they know that people aren't going to VW in the very first, you know, on the very first pass.
Did they tell you you were going to do that? Like, how did they just drop a bomb on you and say, okay, get in the helicopter, you're going to fall backwards? Is it straight off the, like, you, because mentally, for me, the longer that you process it, the more you get scared. Whereas if you do something like that straight away, I don't think you got time to comprehend what's going on.
Well, I think that's kind of why they get you to do it as the very first pass is because, yeah, those exact reasons. But I'd actually watched pretty much every one of the UK versions of the show.
Yeah.
So I kind of had an idea. I was like, I'm pretty sure they'll get us to do the backwards helicopter fall because it's just classic. So crazy.
Oh, classic SAS.
But everything else was a bit of a shock. We're always speculating, you know, we'd wake up in the morning and we're like, oh, what do you reckon you're doing? And we'd check our microphone packs to see if they had condoms on them because we knew if they did,
that
then
means
we'd be
water.
Doing a water exercise. Yeah, so we're like, oh, no, we've got condoms on. Like.
The old TV trick. Hey, Erin, what do your kids think of this? Because, I mean, you must be an absolute hero to them right now.
Well, I mean, my 3-year-old doesn't really get it, but my nearly 6-year-old is, you know, he's always like, oh yeah, Mummy, you can do that because you did SAS. But now he's obsessed with being strong. He's like, yeah, I want to be strong like you. And I'm like, well, it's not all about being strong. Like, you got to use your brain too, you know. So it's like, it's so hard to kind of send the right message.
Now, having done it once, what would be the number, cash-wise, to get you back on another season? real talk, your agent comes to you and goes, they want you back, the bank, like, the checkbook is open.
You need a mill.
What's the number for Erin McCall to go again?
It was never about the money for me. I was doing it because I genuinely was, like, just so excited to do something like that. Like, there are people in the world that would actually pay to do what we did, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Not me.
It definitely, you have to be a certain type of masochist, I think, to really enjoy it. And I did, even though it was kind of terrifying and horrible, it was also just so awesome. Like, we got to hang out at the side of helicopters with, like,
you can't pay for that.
That's so cool.
Like,
I'd be scared, but I think, I don't know if Maddie, would you do it, Maddie?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
no.
See, I would. If the other three of us in the team, I think it would be great, but you're super fit. Like, I like exercising. Like, so for you, was it more like a physical to push yourself to see how far you could get in that sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a way I probably did have a little bit to prove, both to myself and to the public. Like, you know, people have this preconceived idea of models that were all precious and that were like, oh no, like I would never do that. And I was like, I actually, out of, you know, most of the models that I've met are actually really like,
yeah,
like they're all kick-asses.
Yeah, I'm like, saying.
Like, well, you have to be dieting all the time because it's mentally to not eat the chocolate. I struggle on a daily basis.
Because how good a burrito is, right?
Hey, Erin, you're so good. Thanks for joining the show. Bloody super mum. Give her
a
hug.
Well done,
mate.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Erin. SAS Australia continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 7, guys. Wow. Good on her.
Can't wait to watch it.
Good on her. Thanks heaps for that, Erin. Our news time up next with Hamish at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, last week, Hamish brought to my attention a story about David Beckham.
Mm.
You'd be well aware of this guy. Played a bit of soccer back in the day,
just
that sort
a bit,
of gear.
Just a bit.
Just a tad.
Apparently, he kisses his daughter on the lips. Now, I was kind of shocked by this, because I think it's weird behaviour for a parent to do that.
I don't think it's weird.
like, cheek is the domain of family members, in my opinion.
No, they're just a close family. But Victoria...
Forehead?
No.
Forehead, maybe?
Victoria Beckham also has kissed Harper on the lips.
Inappropriate, I feel.
I don't think so.
But, Jade, what you need to remember is you're of the family that all shower together as adults.
Yeah, we're close, but, you know, there's nothing wrong. Like, at some point...
It's cooked.
They'll stop, but she's still only quite young. Let me find out how old Harper is. No, it's just like, it's like when you've got, say, for a 3-year-old, and you're like, kiss mummy, and then they go, mwah. And they, it's cute when,
you know,
they kiss you.
One
on
of
the
most awkward moments in my adult life, this was only about a year ago, Mum had a couple of drinks. It was her birthday or something, and she had this outburst of love. She grabbed my face and she kissed me on the lips.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
She was like, I love you, Maddie. And I didn't know what to do. I just stood there frozen. It's like, don't ever kiss me on the lips again. That's so weird.
It is
It's
weird.
So wrong, Jade. No,
it's
no,
not
no.
wrong. It's like, if you think... You're obviously the sicko who think, who is having impure thoughts thinking
it's
that.
Not
it's not impure thoughts. It's just weird. Exactly right. My thoughts exactly. All right. This is the debate that's kicking off around here. 13:10:09. Are you team Jade? Get all smoochy on the lips with your family. Or are you team Maddie? This whole thing is weird. 13:10:09. Join the debate.
Not
Let's
weird.
Settle this once and for all.
Okay, Kygo, Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it right now at New FM? Good morning. Kygo, Tina Turner with Jade, Maddie and Creevo. It's 8:12, currently 16 degrees at Shoal Bay, 13:10:09 this morning. We're doing a right or wrong, kissing your kids on the lips.
That's right. This is after David Beckham likes to do a bit of necking with his kids, and we reckon it's all a bit weird.
You're making it sound dirty and worse than what it is. It's got. It's nothing like that.
It's just inappropriate,
it's not
Jade.
Inappropriate.
It really is.
I'll grow up. It's you know what? You need your head checked if you've got a problem with that.
Jade, okay, question.
Yeah.
Does your mother and father kiss you on the lips?
If they did, I'd just be like, okay. A little peck. We're like, I love you too.
Yeah, but do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, because they're
not
normal.
Now.
They're sane.
Not now. But when they were younger, when I was younger, like 8 or 9 or whatever.
It's weird.
Not an issue. It's just showing affection. It's innocent. They're your parents. You love them. Like, it's nothing
the
like,
cheek.
Sick.
Hit up the cheek. It's fine. Anyway, are you team Jade and you reckon, you know, kissing your kids on the lips is fine. Team Maddie. You think this is all kinds of wrong.
All right, let's go to Katie. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Right or wrong, kissing your kids on the lips?
It's weird. It's awkward. It's No. Yeah. I'm not for it at all.
How old's your kid,
common sense.
Katie?
She's almost 6.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. Like, it's okay if it's like an accidental thing. You know how you're saying goodbye to someone?
Of course.
But accidentally, it actually happens with me and my father-in-law all the time. It's very awkward, so we kind of stay away from each other in sort of ways.
All
but
the time,
very
especially.
Awkward. Yeah, it's very awkward and weird, so no, not for me. I don't, yeah, but if it happens, it happens, but...
not on purpose.
No.
Okay,
no.
Great.
Sweet. All right, well, thanks for your call, Katie.
Katie's smart. All right, let's see who else is on the line.
Nicole, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Hello, good, thank you.
Right or wrong, kissing them on the lips?
Right. No issue with it.
Really? See,
yep.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 10 and 8, and I do it all the time. My daughter kisses my dad on her dad on the lips, and my kids kiss their grandma on the lips. My daughter kisses her granddad on the lips. There's
Nicole,
nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong
what's
with it.
What's wrong with the cheek, Nicole? What's wrong with the cheek?
Nothing's wrong with the cheek. I kiss my elder stepchildren on the cheek, but my granddaughters, they have kids of their own. My granddaughters, we kiss them on the
do
lips.
Do you kiss
Nothing
your own?
Wrong with it.
Nicole, do you kiss your own mum and dad on the lips?
No. My dad's not very affectionate, so that's never been an issue.
Yeah.
My mum will always give her kiss on the cheek, but that's just the way it is. But no, don't have an issue with it. And I think anyone that carries on about people kissing their kids on the lips, exactly the same as what Jade says. There's nothing wrong with it, and it's perverted that people think it's wrong.
Now,
100%.
So, Nicole, are you saying when you get to your, like, your kids get to graduation, you know, when they're leaving high school, and you want to give him a big congratulations, like, are you going to kiss him on the lips in front of their mates?
It depends on how things are at that time. Things change over time as they get older.
Yeah, it's not like, but, you know what, I'm with you, Nicole. I don't know why people have to, it's not like you're sticking your tongue down their throat. It's a little innocent peck on the lips. It's a sign of affection. It's nothing sinister. And you've got to question what sort of person has a problem with their parent.
It's not that it's sinister. It's just a bit weird.
Listen to you two.
I have never, ever thought it was wrong.
Nicole.
And if anyone thinks giving their child a kiss goodnight, a kiss on the lips is wrong, then they're the people that have got something wrong with
them.
Send them to a psychologist.
You and Jay there in the corner up against Crevo and I, let me tell you this. It's weird. I think it's weird.
But you know, I think it's weird that you think it's weird.
It's just weird all around.
Thanks for your call, Nicole.
We still like you, though.
We love you, though.
One more?
One more.
All right, Joe, good morning.
Hey, Joe.
How you going?
Good, thank you. So do you think kissing your kids on the lips is right or wrong?
I have a 9-year-old son, and I've been doing it his whole life, and he does it to those that he's comfortable with, but I think it's more about following the kids' cue, not your own cues.
Yeah.
Because my son's starting to, even with me, I sometimes get a kiss on the lips and I sometimes get a kiss on the cheek. And I'm like, oh, my baby's growing up. But at the same time, he's setting his boundaries around it. So,
yeah.
I think so.
Your line's gone. But basically you were saying he's growing out of it.
Can I just say as well?
Yeah.
Just a couple of things to finish this off.
Okay, here we go.
Maddie wants the final word.
Yeah, good. Bang the nail in the coffin.
Imagine when you get asked, when you're an adult, who was your first kiss? Oh, my mum.
Well, it would have been.
That's one, weird.
I guarantee.
Second of all, I don't appreciate the implication that we're going to like a weird sicko place
with
this.
It's not like that
at all. It's not like that. You're painting us out to be like sympathizers. We're absolutely not.
No.
What we're saying is it's just weird.
Yeah.
Don't kiss your parents on the lips. It's just weird. It's not like a sicko, you know, thought.
You kissed me on the cheek the other day.
I'd never kiss you on the... Yeah, but that's different.
How's it different?
Because on the cheek and you're not my mother.
Yeah, but if you kiss me on the lips...
As much as you like to think you are, you're not.
Kisses you on the lips goodbye, you'd think that was weird.
If I said,
see you, Maddie.
Because I think that's for your partner.
Partners only.
Whatever.
Or hook up, whatever.
It's
like that thing with Nicole Kidman at the Golden Globes when she kissed her co-star on the lips in front of Keith Urban and everyone was all like, oh, why would you do that in front of your husband? Like, it's nothing. A peck is innocent.
We're making our very first Anaconda cash call in the next 20 minutes here at New FM. Stand by.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Killing Heidi at 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, I've got to tell you about this story real quick about this woman who's absolutely screwed up doing her Macca's order. I feel sorry for McDonald's staff sometimes. They put up with so much.
Idiot
people, you know. People pretending to go through the drive-thru and pretend cars. Rude customers.
You know what one friend of mine, acquaintance, I'm no longer friends with them because they did this. No, it's not me, I swear to God. But they'd, I think they used to call it an ice cream bomb. And I think they'd order a Coke and a soft serve. And then when they go to the next window, they take the lid off, they put the ice cream into the Coke and then throw it back into the...
So when did you do it?
I never did it. But that,
yes, you did.
No, in Caboolture, it was a thing. People used to do ice cream bombs.
How awful.
Caboolture sounds like a nightmare.
Like the roughest place in Australia.
Yeah, it is. It's up there.
Mount Druitt sounding like Merriweather Heights all of a sudden. Now, I want to tell you about this woman, idiot. She's placed an order with McDonald's and the worker's gotten the ultimate revenge. She's ordered a burger, right? Minus the bun, the mustard, the onion, the pickles, and the patty, which leaves the ketchup.
What are you calling it?
So she just ordered...
Ketchup.
Ketchup. So she
ketchup.
Just ordered sauce.
So she's just ordered sauce. Now, what a flog. Imagine you're there at McDonald's and you're just, you know, doing your order for menu log, blah, blah, blah. They ended up sending her two packets of ketchup ketchup.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Yeah, how just, ridiculous.
What a waste.
That's strange.
Like, and she's done it just for a laugh, just really? To get some internet attention. Imagine, people like that annoy me.
Yeah, that would infuriate me as a worker at Macca's.
Hi, could I have a hamburger, please, minus the bun, the mustard, the onion, the pickles, and the patty?
And then you can hear her giggling in the back.
Yeah.
Get stuff.
Awful. Anyway, shout out to all you Macca's fans out
there.
Yeah,
you do a good
workers,
job.
You do a good job.
You really
fast
do.
Food workers in general that cop
they
it.
They really do
they
cop
do
it.
Late night shifts especially.
Yeah. And you know what? I remember when we helped out McCappy Day. It's always been a dream of mine
Jade's
to work
an
on
expert
the,
now.
The drive-through window. It's a really tough gig being on the drive-through window because people aren't very nice when they pull up and they're double-checking the bag to make sure
they don't trust you.
There's no trust.
they're just listeners of another radio station. They saw you there.
And they went,
where's
on
my
a
bell?
Second.
Shame. Shame for listening to another station.
There's that Jade from New FM. Never do McCappy Day again, Jack. McCappy Day again, because
why?
you might get
on
one of those ice cream bombs thrown.
Oh
back
yeah,
in.
I know.
Imagine that
kombucha special.
Yeah, the kombucha special. Thanks. I'll be like, quick run,
close
the
windows.
Hey, stand by your phones. We are making our very first Anaconda cash call next. Enter your details now, newfm.com.au, and you could be in the draw for a $5,000 Anaconda prize. Wow. A brand new store opening Bennett's Green this weekend, guys. It's going to be good. Doing that after the news with Hamish at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So for those who don't know, I was bitten by a redback spider.
Oh, you think maybe
it's either a redback spider or a white-tailed spider
or a big mozzie.
And no, it's not a big mozzie. I actually called the poisons line on Sunday. I have to go straight to the doctors after the show today because my leg's blowing up. But anyway, I said to
do I have some violin music here.
I said to the guys, I was talking, I've been putting like a Stingo's on it to stop the itch because it's throbbing
and
in pain.
It's not the size of a 10-cent coin.
It isn't, it's bigger. It's,
anyway, do you know what,
anyway,
the things that
matter.
We talk about on this show.
Off air, I said to Maddie and Creva, I said, which one of you would, if I went into like convulsing and we called the ambulance and they said one of you needs to start sucking the poison out of my leg and spitting it out, which one of you would be taking the bullet? Crevo, you offered straight away. Maddie, yeah, on the other hand, you went a bit quiet.
Why would I poison myself?
Can I just point out that has been, don't do that.
Yeah,
several years ago, they said, do not suck the venom out of a wound. Just
why?
Don't do it. Just, you know, fresh and bandage. Because you might poison the other person.
Yes.
No,
you don't suck out. No, you don't do it. Sorry, I've got to stop you on that one.
What if you, like, you've got a little cut in your mouth or something and the poison goes in?
Yeah, I sort of knew that. That's why I knew it would never happen.
Really?
That's why I volunteered straight up.
Oh, well,
yeah,
look Hollywood's it up. Lying to me again.
I had a great solution though, Jay.
Yeah, what was your okay.
What I'd do, right, if I needed to get the venom out of you, I'd rip my shirt off like Superman.
Yeah.
Get this rig out, I'd rip two bits off.
Yep.
And I would isolate the wound by tying above and below the wound.
Yeah.
The bite. I'd then run into our tech area and grab the vacuum, plug it in, put the vacuum on the bite.
Would that work?
I'm guessing it might.
It may. Who knows?
Better than nothing, I guess. Thanks, Maddie.
See, like, there's a proper solution.
Oh, guys, I love you.
Oh, love you too, Jade.
When you run out of things to talk about.
I know, right?
Another hypothetical. Hey, we are doing our very first Anaconda cash call next. Guys, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had something this big for a while. $5,000.
My God.
Worth of outdoor adventure and camping gear to be won.
Amazing. Christmas just around the corner.
Coming up to summer.
Going on camping trips with the fam bam.
Brand new Anaconda store opening Bennett's Green this Saturday. It's going to be massive. Now, this is what you've got to do to get into this draw. Enter your details, newfm.com.au. We could be calling you if you have entered at the website. The trick is to get into the draw, you need to answer with I Love New FM. If you do, not only do you get in the draw, but you win a $50 Enneconda gift card as well.
Unreal.
That's awesome.
Making our first call next after One Republic, didn't I? New FM, good morning. One Republic, didn't I? This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Very exciting, guys. Mm. On the line, $5,000 worth of Enneconda camping and adventure gear up for grabs. The big draw, of course, happening this week, and the big store opening this Saturday, Bennett's Green. It's going to be good. Let's play Enneconda Cash Call.
Enneconda, Bennett's Green Grand Opening. This Saturday.
Play more, pay less. Yeah, I got
money on my mind. New FM's
Enneconda Cash Calls.
Yep, if you've entered your details at newfm.com.au, we could be calling you at any time across this week. Now, to get into the draw, you need to answer your phone with I Love New FM.
Yep, it's that easy.
It's that easy. Shall we make our first call?
Let's do it. Yeah. Come on.
All right, let's
do it. So nerve-wracking. I always feel bad if they don't say it. Just turn the phone down real quick.
I don't.
Okay, dialing the number.
You snooze, you lose. You should be answering every call with this.
We're calling Michael in Maryland.
Oh, here we go.
Come on. Answer the phone.
Come on, Mickey.
The odds for this are really good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you do.
Good job.
In the draw, Michael from Maryland. How are you, mate?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Not bad.
This prize, man, this is massive. $5,000 worth of gear. Are you an outdoors kind of guy?
Yeah.
What would you be spending the $5,000 on? You looking at a new tent or what's the go?
Oh, not really sure. I haven't thought about that. I actually thought I'd stuff up when he's called, and I was like, oh, this has got to be it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Oh, well, hopefully, who knows? You're a big fisherman then?
Yeah, my brother bought a boat last year. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, imagine the trawling you could do.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Can't wait to tell him that I'm in the draw.
Now, just because you answered the phone on time with I Love New FM, we're going to send you $50 worth of Enneconda cash to spend in store as well, man. So that's all yours. For free.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Love a cheeky swear word. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. One more time. Just like that, in the draw, guys. It's incredible.
Could be taking away the $5,000.
Yeah. I love making someone's day.
I know, me too. This is happening all week, all day at work, so keep it right here on New FM if you've entered. Paul, well, enjoy your day. I hope you have a great one. We'll be back on the show tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Get your fix of the Novos,
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, anywhere, anytime.
Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.